Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By the way, just hearing even Bogus reread the tweets from Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's played more defense on social media than he has on the field this year for the Giants. Good God. He's sacking Dan Duggan. He can't get to a quarterback to save his life this year. Anyway, we'll continue with the calls about Abdul Carter in just a second. 888-808-1019. We wanted to get into this. So you saw Josh Naylor and the Mariners. Did you see DePoto earlier in the offseason talking about, like, Naylor was great for us, but we wish him well wherever he goes?
No, I didn't see that.
Basically dismissing it to the point where some people in the game are like, this is bad for the sport. The Mariners don't want to spend any money. Naylor was great with them.
Mm-hmm.
Only to have weeks later apparently come to an agreement with Naylor. Now, we don't have the details on the finances of it yet, but it is reportedly worth, or reportedly a 5-year deal.
Yep.
What do you think, BT, that means for Pete Alonso?
Okay, so number one, I think that it, a couple of things jumped out right away. Number one, I think the Red Sox are going to be strongly involved here.
For Pete.
Okay. I'm just talking about Pete right now. They're obviously talking about the Naylor signing, the residually, what does it mean for Pete? I think that the plan B for the Mets is now altered. Because let's say Pete goes to Boston. I know there was a report maybe Pete goes to the Orioles to add some early interest. I don't think that's going to happen, but just responding to reports. Well, that's somebody that is now is not there for the Mets to pivot to if Pete goes somewhere else, which means they could either pony up an extra year or more money than they want to because now they're a little desperate because Naylor is staying in Seattle. They can't get him if Pete bounces. That's my first instinct. My other instinct is I think that Pete, without the qualifying offer, is going to have a much better offseason this year. We've talked about this. And with the Red Sox getting Devers off their books, here's my warning flare for Met fans, those of you who want Pete no matter what back with the Mets. If Bregman doesn't re-sign with Boston, Pete's going to be a Red Sox. That's the Lynch move. That's the linchpin move right there.
You see, I don't think Naylor was ever in the Mets thought process. So to me, that's not a fallback. The fallback option wouldn't have been, we're not going to spend X amount on Pete, so we're going to go pay Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor is a fraction of the player Pete Alonso is. Now, he's also 2.5 years younger than Pete Alonso. So when I hear 5 years for Naylor, who I think, while younger, is far inferior to Pete Alonso, also factor in that he hasn't done it in New York, my main takeaway from this is not, oh, like I saw it in the Post, the Mets missed a fallback option. Says who? When has Naylor ever been a rumor or a thought with the Mets? It's not even been the case. As a matter of fact, it's been reported on two occasions by Will Salmon of The Athletic and Andy Martino of SNY that the Mets' plan B, the immediate plan B, would be Jeff McNeil and Mark Vientos as a platoon. So, yeah, again, but the idea of Naylor has nothing to do with the Mets other than because he got 5 years. I'd have a hard time thinking Pete, a more prolific, proven power hitter, is going to get fewer than 5 years. As a matter of fact, I think now Pete's probably going to get 6.
Oh, boy.
Just a matter of how much. Now, Naylor's not going to get anything close, I wouldn't think, to where Pete's going to be.
20 a year, 120 total, something like that. Maybe slightly more than that.
I would think that Naylor's going to be less than that. If he gets that, Pete's getting more. I mean, yeah. Who would you rather have? You'd rather have Naylor than Pete?
Probably not.
I'm giving you my serious answer.
You want Pete.
No. Personally, I want no part of Naylor. None. Naylor could come to me and say, I'll play for 70. No, thank you. I want no part of Josh Naylor.
Why, though?
Because I saw him with the Guardians against the Yankees, and I think he's horrible, okay? So now you could say the numbers, and he's good, maybe a spark plug. I have no interest in that. Now, especially in comparison to Pete Alonso, who is proven in New York, in the postseason, in this market, all the above, has been a terrific Met, is going to hit you minimum 30-plus home runs a year and drive at 100 runs and hit behind Soto. I just have no interest in Naylor. I could be minimizing Naylor. That's great. But if you put the two side by side, I'd much rather invest in Pete. So if you're saying 5 years for Naylor, even though he's younger, I would say minimum. I think my offer for Pete was on point at 6 for $180. That's what I was saying I'd get ahead of it.
You really won't. There's no way I would give Pete 6 years. I'm not saying he won't get it. That's different than...
Well, do the math. What's he getting for 5 years?
God, he's got it, I would say, in the neighborhood of 30. So he's about 5 years, 150. Okay. Now it's about 6 years, 180.
If I'm saying I'm getting ahead of the market, I can't come with 5 for $150.
I'm not saying your numbers don't add up. Yeah. I'm just saying I would not want Pete Alonso for 5 or 6 years. But again, this is going to be a much better market for him. That's something I've always acknowledged. Again, without the qualifying offer, he had to bounce back with the batting average last year, which he did. He had a really good year. He shows that he fits behind Juan Soto with ample protection. So this is going to be a much better offseason for Pete, but that doesn't mean that it still equates to the right contract. That is not a move I would make.
But if Naylor's getting 5 years, I don't care that he's 2 years younger. I mean, if you're Scott Boras, if I'm Pete Alonso or Scott Boras, I'm saying he got this.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm taking less than 5 years. It's just no way.
I know. They're not the same type of player. To me, I look at it this way.
I mean, Pete got 2 years last year. He's going to get more than that, obviously.
No question. No. He had to prove some people that he was still... He had to bounce back this year with a vengeance, which he did. So that's why it's going to be a better market. See, the only thing about Pete, right, and this goes back to the conversation of whether it's about Bellinger or some other players, like, to me, and you'll see this will weave back to Pete and Naylor. To me, a guy like Bellinger could go 0 for 4, and he could help you. He could play left, center, right, first base, go first to home on a double in the gap, first to third on a base hit to right field, steal a base, have an 8-9 pitch at bat, flick a little, flick some foul balls, even if he doesn't get on base or get a hit. There is value in Bellinger doing little baseball things that show up night to night that Pete Alonso does not have. And I think most people would agree with that. Alonso, the superior power hitter, clearly, but they're different. When Pete doesn't go yard, to me, Pete doesn't help you win at all. And that's why there's no way I'm going to go for 6 years. Whereas Naylor, at 5 years, of course Pete is, it's not even close. He is twice the power hitter he is Naylor. But in terms of, batting average, a little more aptitude on the bases, better hands, and then by the way, defensively, the metrics back this up. Go to Savant if you don't believe me. Better speed on the bases. Naylor could go 0 for 4 and can help you win more than Pete. So I'm not saying I got you. I mean, I think that when Pete doesn't hit a home run, there's very little that Pete does.
Okay, but
if anything,
he's great.
Except scoop, pardon me. No, I hops right and jumped down my throat. I know he's the scooper.
He led the league in doubles.
Yeah. Doubles too. That's true.
But also, even if he just hit home runs, he's great at that. Josh Naylor is a money ball guy. I'm not talking about specifically his skill set. I'm talking about broke teams go after Josh Naylor because they can't afford Pete Alonso. This is New York. Look at Josh Naylor's numbers. 1 year he had 31 and 108, and that year in the postseason, I'm pretty sure was the year I was referring to.
Yeah.
Why didn't think he was any good in the postseason? He also hit .243 that year. He's a career .269 hitter. Pete Alonso, you say, well, he's got the batting average, .253 career hitter. Mm-hmm. He had .272 a year ago. The OPS for Pete, career .857. Naylor, .777. Like, you're talking about a poor man's Pete Alonso.
I think Naylor's a different player than when he came in. I do. I think he's one. Like, Pete, and listen, this happens in baseball. Pete entered the major leagues and he was a stud. He was hitting the cover off the ball. He was a masher. Naylor, it took him a while to get going. And since he's gotten going, he is a higher average, higher contact, lower strikeout. He doesn't strike out at all. Dude, he struck out less than 85 times last year. He hit .295. The year before that, he struck out less than 70 times.
And what he
hit .308.
No, what are you talking about, .308?
In 2023, he hit .308.
In 2024, he hit .240.
I understand. I'm saying .295 with the... In 2025,
he had this year, he had .295.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the year before, he had .240.
He had a 44 bid year. What did he do the year before? 308.
Okay, and what did he do before that? 256,
but
256, 247.
But I'm saying he's getting better as he's getting older. That is a little bit of a sandwich year where he went down. I'm not here to celebrate 243.
Not to mention his 20 is paltry, 20 home runs. I mean, 20 home runs, good God.
Well, number one, he's been in some weaker lineups. I mean, if you put him around some studs, I think he's going to get more pitches to hit. The Guardians have two hitters.
Put it this way. The combination, and I want no part of this. I'm on record of saying this. The combination of Mark Vientos and Jeff McNeil could produce 20 homers and 92 ribbies.
Yeah, but are they going to hit 295?
McNeil was a batting champion.
He was. He was so good. Yeah. Why does everybody want to get rid of him?
Yeah, I don't want him.
That batting championship's collecting a lot of dust. He's not the same guy the last 3 years.
I don't want him, but if you're just picking and choosing 1 year, I mean, Josh Neal's had two good years.
Two out of three.
Yeah, one
two out of three very good years.
Yeah, and what about all the years before that?
He's gotten better with age.
If I want a batting average, why not just go get Luis Arraez, who's a better hitter? He's got better batting average.
He'll hit you 125 singles. He can't run. He can't field. He can't throw. Okay. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, then Arraez is the guy that you should sign. Listen, I'm going to answer it this way. Now, dude, this doesn't mean that I'm right. Yeah. All I'm saying is, let's say the Yankees made the determination, because I'm going to personalize this, because I think this will further, kind of speak to what I believe, right or wrong. If the Yankees say, you know what, man, we don't believe in Wells. We're going to trade Wells, make Rice the catcher. We got to find a first baseman. You know, I want to win a championship. If you said, would you rather have Pete at first base or Naylor at first base for the Yankees, I would take Naylor.
Right, but I think he fits them better because they don't need power necessarily. They need some of the other stuff.
And you make it seem like he's hitting 7 home runs. I mean, he's going to hit 20 home runs.
20 home runs?
Yeah.
That's going to probably be the worst on the Yankees.
No, but I'm saying even for the Mets, for Seattle.
The Mets need a power hitter to hit behind
Juan Soto.
But
there's other ways to get that. Go and get Schwarber. Go get Bregman. There's other ways to get power.
No, but Pete is
proven. Get Bellinger.
Pete is proven here. I take Bellinger in addition to Pete. If I'm talking about replacing that bat, the Mets don't have that power bat. Naylor is not it.
I know he's not. I agree. I'm not saying he's a power guy.
I'm just saying you would sign. And again, we don't know the finances of it. All I know is that if Naylor's getting 5 years, and I'm Pete Alonso and his agent, I'm doing a happy dance last night saying, this guy got 5 years.
It was a good night for Pete. I'm going to meet you halfway. Well, think about this. But if it's 5 years, he made $10.5 million last year, Naylor did. So let's say it's 5 years, and let's say you get up to the neighborhood of 15,
18, right,
16,
whatever, okay,
just south of 20. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you look at what Pete does well, which clearly is put balls in the seat, which is superior to Naylor, the other things that matter to me, just my evaluation, I think Naylor's better at. So I can make a very easy case, rather than giving Pete 32, 33, 30, whatever the number might be, for 6 years, which is what I don't want to do, I would rather give Naylor 5 years at 15, 16, 17, take that money, sprinkle it around, get a better team.
Right. Understood.
That's all I'm saying.
That philosophy. I'm fine with building a team. It would just be around Soto and Alonso, with Alonso as the primary DH, so I'm keeping that power, his greatest asset, in the lineup. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Carl is on Staten Island. What's up, Carl?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, lifelong Met fan. I'm 49 years old. I don't want to hear none of this. Sign Alonso. He is a homegrown, elite power hitter. I'm tired of David Stearns. We got Uncle Steve. We don't got the Wilpons no more. Sign this guy. We got to win now. I'm tired of David Stearns. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else. He never threw a baseball or hit a baseball in his life. He sits behind a computer. Let's go and win. This is New York. This is not Pittsburgh.
Carl, let me ask you a question, Carl. I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Outside of hitting home runs, what does Pete do above league average?
Pete Alonso is a home.
That's not what I'm asking. He's
not as bad as a fielder as everyone talks that he is, because he's just not.
Okay.
He hits doubles, the middle of a lineup. You put somebody behind him, a real hitter behind him, you go and spend the money, like, let's say, a Schwarber or somebody else.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso is a staple in a lineup.
He's a staple in a lineup that's won nothing. Now, I'm not saying it's his fault, but he's also a staple core member of a team that I think needs a pretty good overhaul in terms of their DNA. That's what I think.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But there's other areas that need to be, You got to take care of them.
Left field. I mean, would the Mets be, and thank you for the call, Carl.
Thanks,
would the Mets be better off keeping Brandon Nimmo and investing that money in Brandon Nimmo or paying Pete Alonso?
That Pete.
Okay, so just because they screwed up with the Nimmo one doesn't mean that they should screw up and now let Pete go. So my point is, I agree that they need to change the core of this team. I've been saying it for how many years now? I'm tired of saying it. I hope that David Stearns wakes up and does change the core of this team. It's just not working. It hasn't worked to the levels that you needed to work consistently since 2022. Move on from Brandon Nimmo. I would look to trade Lindor. They're never going to do that, and that doesn't mean that it's right. I could be right. They could be wrong. We'll find out. But I would not let Pete's power go. Forget. I don't even care that he's got the record. I couldn't care less where he's come from, homegrown. I don't care about that. That means nothing. What I care about is building a ball club that can win. Pete Alonso, I would argue, and you know I love Juan Soto more than any Met. He was their MVP last year. He produces runs. That's what he does. He led the league in doubles. He hits with power. He'll drive in runs. He can come up clutch. He's been proven in the postseason. So there are many attributes to like about Pete Alonso's game. The one I'd be investing in is his power bat and have him be the primary DH moving forward.
And listen, if he would say, yeah, I'll DH 70, 80 games, and you brought this up a while ago, I just don't think he would consent to that because it takes a lot of pride in his defense, and he does have a good scoop rate. You know, so, and he's worked hard. Like he went from being a stiff over there to being functional. Although you can't throw, I can't trust you. You know, we saw plays, whether it was Vladdy at first base for Toronto, the Dodgers have won a bunch of championships. Freddie Freeman, I know he's getting older, is an elite defensive first baseman. Like, this is not a position you could just kind of, he'll figure it out. You know, he's okay, but yeah, maybe when's he going to have to really turn a 3-6-3 double play or shoot somebody down at the plate in the eighth inning in a one run game? I don't ignore that. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm looking to just get rid of him without any sort of conversation. I'm just not going over the top to bring him back. And I'm also open to looking at other possibilities. Now, Naylor is no longer a possibility because he signed. But if he was not signed, he was a guy that I thought could have fit the Mets well.
And if you're not going to bring Pete back, then there's a lot of work to be done. I'm not saying they can't do it or they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it would start with trading either Nimmo or Lindor. And then bringing in Bellinger minimum. If they lose Pete, they have to get Bellinger. I don't see how the Mets offensively or defensively, whatever their line, I'm just talking about outside of pitching. I don't see how the Mets get better if they lose Pete and don't get Bellinger. It would have to be something that I'm not seeing, something that's, and by the way, it'd have to be multiple trades because I don't even know if there's a player out on the trade market that would make them better without Pete Alonso and not adding Cody Bellinger.
That's a good way to look at it. Well, I mean, I'm talking trades, obviously, not just position players, but you trade for Skubal. You got McClain.
Yeah, pitching.
Maybe you sign Suarez. Well, but think about that. If the pitching is upgraded and it's Skubal, it's Suarez, and it's McClain. Well, just at 1-2-3.
Yeah.
You know, now I respect Nimmo. I don't think he's as good as some Met fans do, but I still think there's a way where the Mets could, even without Bellinger, I mean, they could still be better than 83 wins. Now, I know that that's not the ultimate barometer, but, you know, maybe some of these kids coming up are the real deal, and they actually fit in, and they...
You'd be taking Pete off of that team.
I know, it's a risk. It's a risk. And by the way...
It's not that they can't win without Pete. I'm saying that if they lose Pete, they have to get Bellinger. You can't come away...
Well, you could get Bregman. I would still say that there's a way to... Getting Bellinger helps. You put him right at first base. But I also think there's a way to go out there and... You know, maybe you get a Bregman and a Lewis Robert to play center. Like, there's some sort of, you know, multiple free agent signings where you could at least put maybe not a better lineup, but a different lineup out there with Pete. And then, obviously, with a ton of pitching, maybe that's a different way to go. I don't know. I mean, this is a very big offseason, and Stearns, I wouldn't want to be Stearns right now because he's got to crush it. And if he has an average offseason, Mets, it's not going to be an easy season next year. He's got to have a really good couple of months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You look at the game yesterday, BT, that drive, the Giants had a chance. I mean, the Packers come in, they score the touchdown, they take a 7-point lead, and the Giants had a chance still to tie the game or maybe go for a win. Who knows what Kafka would have done had the Giants converted. They go 10 plays, 51 yards, and Jameis Winston ends up throwing the interception, which wasn't his fault. It was Jalen Hyatt. You could see him clearly on replay, slowing down, stopping short, finishing the route. Inexcusable, unacceptable, but expected from Jalen Hyatt in that spot, and really essentially ending the game for the Giants.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see if he would have gone for it. That would have been good. I guess it was a flag route, and yeah, he just did not finish up his route, obviously, so that's on him. You know, you were saying, too, like, why are you throwing to Jalen Hyatt? You know, why is Jalen Hyatt on the field? I know Slayton's banged up. He didn't play, and there's just not that many options at this point with Malik Nabers, obviously, out for the year, but that's a rough way to finish, but that's Jameis, man. Even though that's got to be pretty much all on Hyatt, this is who Jameis is. He could have thrown 5 picks yesterday, honestly.
The Giants' drive of the game brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired. Yeah, he got away with a bunch early on, no question about it. But that's what Jameis does, to your point. Let's get some calls in here. John is in Valley Stream. What's up, Johnny?
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't miss the call today. I was recovering from another garbage Giants season.
Yeah, recovery.
I can't. I want them all out of here. I said it so many times. I'm going to reference the sports pub, Big Mike. Mm. You got to open up the windows in that place and let the stench out. Somebody. It's ridiculous. Joe Shane, if you did know what was going on, you should be fired. And if you didn't know what was going on, it's even worse. And I want you fired 10 minutes from now. And you just can't have this keep going on, this clown show has become. I mean, the audacity for this kid to miss a meeting because you're sleeping in the facility. I mean, we all know what that means. It means most of the players know he's sleeping in there. They know it. So they either didn't say anything because, hey, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen anyway. Or maybe a handful of them are so sick of it, they said, you know what? Let them find out. Let this come out. We're tired of this crap.
Well, John, hold on 1 second. That's interesting. That last thing, I didn't think you were going to go there. I don't know that that's the case, only because every time, you know, they responded to it yesterday, it didn't seem like they really cared much. So I don't know that it was the second thing that you said. But we have to at least clean this aspect up, And thank you for the call, John. I think that there's this vision, all right? Giant fans and people reacting to this are creating this imagery in their head where, like, in the middle of the locker room or in his locker himself, He's like hunched over, feet up on a folding chair, and he's got his practice jersey rolled up in a ball like a pillow. Mm. And players just walking out like, eh, look at him, man. Rook, he's got to figure things out. Yeah, and they just ignored it. No, I'm sure he may have been in like a sleeping pod or somewhere else remote in the building, because it just wasn't as forward as many of you think. Because if that's the case, then it's hopeless. I mean, if, you know, 52 guys just walk by Abdul Carter and let them, you know, continue taking a nap while they're going out to do their walkthrough, and the Giants have no hope.
No, but if this has happened repeatedly, I don't care really what the semantics are. I don't think he was literally sleeping through a meeting. I think, to his point, he tried to defend himself saying he was recovering.
It was the walkthrough.
Yeah, okay, or whatever.
I guess he was late for previous meetings.
Yeah, okay, but he said, in his words, I wasn't sleeping, I was recovering. Yeah, but it's semantics at that point. Either way, you weren't where you needed to be, and it's been a repeated thing for Carter.
Agreed. I'm just saying that, like, Justin was talking about how it, like, kind of almost putting the onus on the other players.
Right, that nobody sees him sleeping.
That's all I'm saying. Like, now, if you're late for meetings...
Right, but if he's always...
True.
If he's always had this issue for the walkthrough, there is a lack of accountability from the Giants within. Forget about the head coach or from above, from authority, which where we always say, oh, there's got to be accountability. What's Boone doing? Hold these guys accountable. Oh, I like Mendy because he holds them accountable. So, yeah, obviously you could point to Dable and Kafka. What about the players policing themselves? The managers can only do so much, or the head coaches can only do so much. At some point, the players got to. If you're on my team and you're costing me wins.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see you. I'm like, dude, get your head out of your ass. Well, let's go.
I agree with that. Yeah, no, the meetings are a little different. I'm just trying to create a more likely scenario. Just not that I'm going out of my way to be fair or unfair to Abdul Carter, but it's not like he was in full view, taking a nap, feet up, on a hammock. Right. And he's just like, I ain't practicing.
Rob is calling from Massapequa. What's up, Rob?
Robbo.
Hey, guys. How are you? I just want to thank you guys quick. You know, in the world that you got to pay for everything, I mean, thank you for getting us through a day, and you guys are so entertaining. So I just want to thank you for that. So
appreciate
as long
it.
As free radio lasts, I'm happy.
Nice.
One quick thing on Alonzo, and I'm just going to throw a comment about the Jets. No question he's coming back, only for this reason. It's a PR move. The Mets sell tickets. I'm looking at it. Forget numbers for a minute. It's a business. Look at what happened last year, right? The outcry from the fans. They showed up at the ballpark. I don't think there's any way he's not coming back. For that reason alone, I don't know what you think about that.
Well, hold on, Rob. I'm going to tell you. They showed up because of Juan Soto. Because, you know, last year was not Pete Alonso's first year in Queens. He's been there many times. And the Mets, we've been complaining about attendance for a while. Hence, Cohen getting on the fans. So I don't know if the correlation was to Pete. I think it was the arrival of Soto. That's pretty clear to me.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
But also, they know how the fans care about Alonso, and he's going to retire a Met. You know, I'm just thinking of that whole thing. It's also a business to sell tickets, and, I just think it's a horrible look if he's on another team.
Yeah.
Then, for the fan base, you know, I'm just looking at it strictly from a business, not numbers. And then the Jets thing, I've never heard this brought up. Here's my quick thought on the Jets, not to take you off topic, I apologize. The Jets, if I'm right, when they left Shea, they were a 500 team. And I know it's going to sound dopey about this comment, but when they left Shea, they were 500. After they left and they went to Giants Stadium, to me, they jinxed. I know it sounds crazy. It's not a sports opinion, but they've just been horrible after they left Shea.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, but
yeah.
Man, thanks for the call, Rob. And we do appreciate the kind words.
58-71, pardon me, Sal, in at MetLife for the Jets.
Yeah.
58-71.
I don't think it matters where they play. Zach Wilson, Robert Saleh, Joe Douglas, Todd Bowles, Sam Darnold, Adam Gase, the way Geno Smith, Rex Ryan, the way that they were all set up, Idzik, McCagnon.
Oh God.
They weren't so having success.
Geez.
They weren't, although you think, I know, maybe the Giants could go after Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh. You know?
Yeah, trying to revitalize that Giants squad. Go and get my guys. Go get my scraps. That'll work.
It doesn't matter where they play. They've stunk for a long time.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have your own stadium, though, wouldn't it?
It would be so cool. You know, I was watching the game last night. You know, it's like just, you know, they had the overhead shot, you know, the link, and it just pops a little differently. You know, listen, I don't go to a football stadium. We just came up when I went to the Jet Brown game. I'm like, you know, MetLife gets a bum rap. And well, it gets a deserved rap from the outside. The outside's absolutely grotesque. But, you know, at least from my opinion, when you go in and you actually go to a game and you got some green up there and you're in the stadium, not outside, and you use maybe one of the clubs. We had access to the Corona Club. It's fine. I'm not saying it's the best, but it's fine. See, but I would love a little more personalization. I really would. Like, think about the Steelers with yellow seats. Think about the Ravens with their purple seats. Think about, you know, even the Eagles and, you know, just it's just not – Seattle is incredibly unique. You know, even Levi Stadium for the Niners, I've been out there. I just don't think we're ever going to get that. I mean, there's only so many pieces of land, and the ability to build in the New York, you know, New Jersey area is so much more expensive than anywhere else. It is. Yeah. So that had to take some shortcuts.
But it does stink when you have – like, at least with the Giants, they had Giant Stadium. Now it is a true – it feels like a split.
Yeah.
Forever, I felt like, well, it's Giants Stadium. Jets don't really have a home.
I think I felt.
Yeah, I know. At least now, it feels like you do have a home, but you share the home, but it's still not the same as every other team around football has their own home and own stadium, and the Jets don't.
And it's antiseptic, too. There's just no, there's no juice to it.
Antiseptic?
Antiseptic.
Yeah, what does that
mean? Benign.
Oh, okay.
Boy, you really question the words these days. The enunciation, the words.
Well, no. In my mind, I was thinking maybe something
like
else.
Like when you get a cut or something?
Antiseptic? Yeah, something like that.
It's just kind of like vanilla, boring, benign.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Monday Night Raw, John Cena's last match.
Dude, I forgot about it. I walk into Hops like
how do you forget about it? I've been telling you for weeks.
When was the last time we discussed this?
Last week.
I don't remember it. I remember it coming up once or twice.
I said, it wasn't a huge topic of conversation, but I was like, yo, remember, we got the Monday Night Raw thing. We said that over the last several weeks. I kept refreshing and reminding.
Listen, to me,
so
this
you're
is,
out?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not, what am I going to, like, wear a sweatshirt like this? And
I'm wearing this sweatshirt.
He's got a girl dad. I got a sports announcer.
What are you supposed to wear? What do you want to go in ring trunks and boots or something?
That's funny. How many tickets you get?
3.
No, all right, so who's going to my place?
Me, you, and Hoff.
Well, I'm not going, so who's going?
John, you want to go?
Who?
We haven't. Dolph, you want to go see Cena's last match, Monday Night Raw?
Huff, who's going?
I'm asking Dolph right now.
Do we even know who he's fighting yet or wrestling? I saw Cena.
Sheamus is next week.
Oh,
right?
Sheamus.
That I didn't know.
It's like the last fight, I think.
Is it Zack Ryder? I saw he came back. Woo,
I did see that. No, I don't know who he's fighting tonight.
It might be Zack Ryder. a Long Island guy. You can get behind that, BT.
I can have a local story guy. Any chance Cena loses tonight? Any chance at all?
Yeah, because he just recently won the Intercontinental Championship.
Jeez.
What?
There's like one of the, how many belts? When I was growing up, there was the heavyweight championship, Intercontinental, tag team, and that was it.
That was it. Now there's many more. By the way, tomorrow in studio, Natty Natty Neidhart will be in studio. She got a book coming out. I started reading it. I'm enjoying it. Didn't realize some of the dark stuff, the anvil. And he had some issues, man.
He did.
Now that was back in the, you know, the 80s, mm-hmm. and traveling all the time. But she also grew up in the dungeon, the Stu Hart dungeon.
Stu Hart, the dungeon, the legendary dungeon.
Yes. Yeah, the legendary. Well, her grandfather, Stu Hart.
I know.
So Uncle Brett, knowing.
Yeah.
And her father, Jim. So there's Uncle Davey Boy Smith. So there's a lot of wrestling history. And
that's right.
She's Davey wrestling Boy. Royalty. And she was the first female of that brood, the Hart clan, to make it out. So we'll have some fun.
She's in studio tomorrow.
In studio tomorrow.
Nice. 120.
Matter of fact.
I will not ask you to put me in a figure four like I asked.
Please don't do that. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
I already did, but not to her.
Here's a little fun fact. So Natty's husband, Tyson Kidd, I think is his wrestling name, which I always thought then he was like, oh, Tyson Kidd might be Dynamite Kid's son.
I don't think so. Oh, the 1-2-3 kid.
So I am in a fantasy football league with a husband, and I just had to take him out this past Sunday, as a matter of fact.
What's your record, by the way?
6-5 after
I think
this
I'm
victory.
5-6 after this
but,
week.
But we're starting to come together now. Okay, we got healthy. Yeah. RJ Harvey taking over as the lead back. Mm. Travion Henderson taking over
as
the back.
Who's your QB?
Josh Allen.
Oh,
monster
man.
Game
yes,
yesterday, and
one,
I needed
yeah.
it. Jamar Chase having some. You see Jamar Chase, by the way?
With Ramsey?
He
spat
said,
in his face.
He
spat
said he
him.
Didn't do it, and there's video of him spitting on Ramsey's face.
It's repulsive. Yeah, that's happening. J.J. Stokes back in the day, remember that?
It's happened recently. Didn't happen a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or whatever.
Was it Hurts or something like that?
No, it happened to the Eagles. Jalen Carter.
Yeah, yes. right.
Was yes. that Eagles Cowboys? I think the first
Dak
play of the
Prescott.
Game.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
First play of the game.
So now I'm expecting, and it's going to be a little bump in the road here, but I'm expecting Chase to at least get suspended for a game, no? He spit on him.
Yeah, probably.
Well, did the loogie touch him or did it go by him?
It was nasty. Or? You couldn't even, he denied it afterward, and then I watched the replay, and you could clearly see a hefty wad
this
of
is like
spit.
A Keith Hernandez Seinfeld situation. Yeah. Did it go past the first guy?
No, I think he got
guy?
Him. Oh, I think
he's
got
no alibi here.
Okay.
This wasn't like he was excited and spit flew out of his mouth unintentionally.
I think he's going to get, him. I think he'll get suspended for a game.
Probably should.
Hurt my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Jason is in North Bergen, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Jay.
Before I get to my Giants point, Pete can't throw to any base, and Josh Naylor and his war were almost exactly the same. But I'll let that sit.
From a Mets perspective, you'd rather have Naylor is what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, they're as a player themselves, each one of them independently, they're close what they give as a baseball player. Now, Pete's the power hitter, but Naylor can steal bases. He can throw to bases. He can pivot for a double play. He can throw the ball to a covering pitcher and not get them injured.
But he can help you win more ways than Pete. Pete's just a superior power hitter. We all know that.
All right. So for my Giants point, going into the season, I listen to you guys all the time. There were three things we all wanted as fans and just people watching the team. Could they find their quarterback?
Check.
Will the offensive line play better? And can Andrew Thomas stay healthy?
Check.
Will they be competitive?
Check.
So I'm not saying keep Shane. I'm not saying they shouldn't have fired Dable. But what we wanted, they're doing. Now,
Jason, they have the one thing is 2-9 is not competitive.
No, I understand that. But I remember BT and you guys talking before the season started. They can't have the games like the first game of the season where the Cowboys blew them out by 40.
Yep.
They haven't had that.
Okay.
They have 5 DBs injured. They have 5 inside linebackers injured. They have they're on their third quarterback. They had a rookie quarterback playing. Their 2 tight wide receivers are out, and they're still competitive.
You know what, though, Jay?
I'm not saying it's perfect.
You know what, though, Jay? I respect where you're coming from. It's an interesting way to look at it, but to me, that's what you think about in year 2. You know what I mean? Not year 4.
That, but year 1, we got to also remember, year 1 was the worst thing to happen to them because it didn't allow them to look at the roster and say, you know what? This isn't really as good as we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
We just got lucky. And when a team has to then double down because they did win, and it gave us Daniel Jones for another 3 years,
so would you
keep him back? I'm not defending them. If they're gone, if you want to fire Shane, that's fine. I'm not pro or against that. I'm just saying, like, everything we wanted to happen, looking at how horrible the schedule was going to be for them, how tough it was going to be. We all knew the wins and losses were pretty much irrelevant. We just wanted competitive football, and we got that. And now that we got close to wins, we're now we want more. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But we have to.
Jason,
have
think
to,
about how low your expectations are. And thank you for the call. You want more. You're 2-9. You can't go any lower than that. You want more than the second worst team in the entire NFL. I don't care what you thought you wanted before the year started. What is unacceptable for the third straight year. Oh, well, we wanted the quarterback. Check. We wanted to be competitive. Check. You're 2-9.
Check.
I mean, exactly.
Check.
Same spot as last year. Mr. Maris said he didn't want to see that again. The way that you're losing these games is unacceptable. So you have to change that predetermined notion coming into the year. I'm not saying that you're wrong preseason or pre-start of the year, but in season you can't just say, "Well, we're competitive." Yeah, that's great. They're 2-9. That's unacceptably bad. 5-5 or 5-6 would be competitive and not good enough. The 2-9 is horrific. Everybody should be out.
And it's going to get worse because they've got to go to Detroit, and Detroit's going to be pissed. So that's the next game. And
they're getting pummeled there.
Yeah, and then they're going to go up to Foxborough. It's a Monday night game, and good luck trying to stop Drake May and a well-coached team that tackles well and has a really good home field advantage. Now, the last caller, I get it. It's just too late in the regime with Shane, and obviously Dable's gone now, where I can really get behind that. And that just doesn't mean a whole lot to me. But it might mean something to Mara if they win two out of their last three games. I'm not saying that it should. But as we talk about Detroit and New England, then you get the bye. Then it's the Commanders. They're a mess. Minnesota, mess. Raiders, mess. Dallas, basically a mess. So if the Giants find a way to win two out of three, I wonder if the conversation will be crafted along the lines of what the caller just brought up. Much more competitive, O-line better. We found our quarterback, lost a lot of tight games. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we won two of our last three. Let's run it back.
Dylan calling from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, fellas, afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. What's going on?
In regards to Abdul Carter, we see Dart and Scataboo, they've bought in. They're bleeding blue. It's in their actions on and off the field. I mean, Devin Singletary is running like he weighs an extra 50 pounds. He's running hard. Dabo unable to get the buy-in from Carter. Kafka's got to do it, but he's dipping his toe in six plays. Don't do the hokey-pokey, Stern coaching.
Yeah.
Go all in. You got to teach a message. You got to send a message to this locker room. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I said. I mean, you could have fun on prom night, or you could really have fun on prom night. I mean, basically, what did he do? He did nothing. Six plays. So it's like a symbolic token of power, or I don't know. It's just, it's a weak flex. I appreciate. Now, this was before I knew what happened. So I'm like, there you go. All right, here we go. A little deviation from the softness that overtook the end of the Dable reign. Sit him down six plays. Make him get his ass out there for special teams. It's kind of degrading for a kid who was drafted third overall. But now when we find out what actually happened, not enough. Not impressed with what Kafka did.
You know, my prom night sucked.
Why?
It was no good. I was a mess. I remember wanting to go with some girl that I was working with at King Cullen, and I did get her to go with me, but we weren't having a good time. And she didn't go to the school.
No.
I knew her from working at King Cullen. Okay. Yeah, so I went outside the school.
Was she a student anywhere?
She was at a school nearby. Was she 40? Actually, she might have gone to Geo's neighborhood. I think she went to Sable High School.
Okay.
I was at Connectquad High School.
Okay, there you go. Same age, I'm guessing?
Yeah, same, whatever. It's similar, if not, maybe she was a year older. Yeah. But it just a mess. And I remember the pictures. And, you know, my mom's so excited. And I'm like, I don't want to be doing this. In the stupid suit. And I just had no interest in going. Other people went in their limos together with all the friends. I wanted no part of that.
Really?
Yeah. I had no interest.
You had a step up than me. I was banned from my prom.
Oh, my God.
I did not go to my senior prom.
Why am I not surprised?
No, I went to like four others because, the Catholic schools would ask me to go to theirs, the girls. Like, but no, I can't tell you what happened. I can tell you off the air someday what happened. I literally was banned from my prom. And to the point where they said, not only that, but if you show up at an after party, you know, we're going to get keg in the woods and whatever we're going to do. And we find out you're not playing in your high school playoff baseball game. I still found the way around that. I still hung out.
What was going on?
Yes.
What was going on?
You got to remember, very strict, all boys, Jesuit. So it seems horrible.
Yeah.
I definitely deserve to be banned. I mean, I will. I did not go to my senior prom.
I wish I was banned from mine the way that it turned out. We have time for one more call to open.
Why not?
All right, Ken is calling from Forked River. What's up, Ken?
Hey, BT and Sal, great to talk to you guys.
All right, Ken.
I just want to say, Sal, I love it when you start screaming at people. It makes my day, lights up my face all the time.
Appreciate it.
Real quick, I just want to touch with you guys because I know you got to go soon. Specifically to Sal, if you can find a way to replace Pete's power, say, in the outfield or something, what would you think about kicking the tires on Paul Goldschmidt to see what he has left in the tank?
Ken,
I know it sounds
are you
silly.
Trying to get me to scream at you?
Goldschmidt.
Ken, I think you want me to scream at you. This has to be a plan. Are you out of your mind?
Yell at him. Get what he wants.
Paul Goldschmidt to the Mets? Come on. Oh, think bigger, for goodness sake. You want the Yankees scraps? You couldn't cut it with the Yankees. Paul Goldschmidt? No, thank you.
You can hit your nice, robust 707 OPS with six home runs.
He may have found the one guy that I wouldn't want. I'd rather have Vientos and McNeil over Goldschmidt. No, not to knock Goldschmidt, but I'm not going down that road.
Of course, I don't want him. Come on, no way. Really, really good pro. It's over, at least in New York. Come on,
you think bigger than that.
What?
All right, that does it for us. Fun Monday. Be back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. See you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
If they asked me to lick the dirt off of Mike Francesa's shoes, I'm going to do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.